Good afternoon. I want to start by saying I give all the glory and the honor to God. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you allowed us to wake up, oh Father God. You sent your angels to touch us, Father God, and to stand guard over our bedsides, oh Father God, while we slept in perfect peace, oh Father God. So we thank you for waking us up, for Father God, and we thank you that in view of this epidemic that's going on, oh Father God, that you have the final say and you hold our well-being in your hands, oh Father God, and there's no disease, no problem that's too big for you, oh Father God, because you're ruler over everything, and we just thank you and give you honor over that. So, Father God, as I move forward with this podcast, oh, Father God, let it be pleasing to you. Let it draw people to you, oh, Father God, for that was the main purpose of it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I wanted to start today off by sharing with you something that happened in 1999. I was really in a low place. I had gotten married way too soon, and it didn't work out. And I was just lost. I tried to commit suicide, and I thank God it didn't work. That's when God began to speak to me, but I denied the voice. I denied him. Because I wasn't ready. That was the beginning of this road that I'm on now, this journey that I'm on now. And I do have a very stronger relationship with God than I've ever had. I'm more committed to him. I do have my problems, like we all do, but I do know where my strength comes from, and it comes from him. If anything was to be gotten out of this podcast, it would be, that God is waiting. When you're at your wit's end, when you don't know where to go, when you seem to be at a dead end, God is there. He is right there, and he's waiting for you. All you have to do is come to him. He's waiting with open arms. You haven't done anything that bad that you can't come to God and ask for his help. And with that help will come comfort, will come peace, will come understanding. Will the road be perfect? No, it won't be perfect, but the road will be bearable. You will learn how to navigate all the obstacles that are on that road. He will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. I would like to leave with you a passage in the Bible that I like, and is found in Isaiah 55, starting with verse 1. It says, "Come, everyone who is thirsty, come to the water, and you without silver, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without silver and without cost." That verse is very comforting, because God is just, he offers healing and salvation from sin, along with every blessing that you could possibly think of. This is a powerful a powerful, powerful testament of God's free gift of grace. And so I'm going to ask that anyone who may listen to this podcast who doesn't know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is cry out to him and he will answer you. I hope that this has benefited someone, and I will be back soon for another podcast. Thank you for listening. God bless.